The Ain Hariar was shouting now, and the braggadocio of a few minutes before was gone. Their faces were serious, ready for fighting but worried, too, in a way Euthalia would not have expected in strong men who had died gloriously in battle. Euthalia crept backward until she came up against the edge of a table. The beam splintered only a heartbeat before one of the hinges, and the door half swung, half fell inward over the Ain Hariar. The press of fighting men gave way, as if everyone wanted room to swing his raised weapon, but no weapon moved forward. A wolf came into the hall. But it was only a wolf for lack of any other ready word, for it was like no ordinary wolf. It ducked its head and shouldered through the gaping door, its withers scraping the upper lintel. It was enormous, dark and thickly furred, and its gold eyes glared about the hall with a keen understanding no wolf ever showed of the halls of men or gods. It stepped forward, and once free of the door it straightened to its full height. One of the Ain Hariar, bold or stupid with mead and boasting, rushed forward with a spear. The wolf twisted its head, opened enormous jaws, and snapped the spear and the arm which held it. It slapped a paw on the unfortunate warrior and pinned him to the ground, tearing the arm partly free with the force. The man shrieked and then was muffled beneath the massive paw. The wolf dropped the spear and arm and raked a mildly curious glance at the armed men around it. None stepped forward. The wolf took its eyes from them and turned its golden gaze on the gods standing at their tables. Its mouth opened, showing white fangs like knives. In a deep voice which rolled through the hall like a grinding stone, it asked, "Where is my father?"